Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I am just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle. And again, not with me today is Ashley. While we wish her a speedy recovery, I have a special guest host and guest. They're serving dual purposes, but with me is Sherry Siegfried from the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Welcome.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me today. I definitely appreciate it.
Of course, of course. I'm looking forward to, we're going to get to know Sherry a little bit better and all the cool things that they do at the Treasure Coast Food Bank. But before we do that, I'm going to remind everybody what this show is all about. It is not about being media professionals. I can tell you that much right now. But what it's about is about connecting the listener to resources that are available for children and families in St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, despite many years being on the air, are not media professionals, but what we do is we focus on five things. And those five things are: one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say that we focus on that, I mean that we fund and develop systems of care that offer programs in those five priority areas. And Sherry happens to be from one of them. Do you know which category you're in, Sherry?
I am. Every baby is a healthy baby,
right.
I believe, which because we definitely, through the food bank, in addition to providing the community food, we do help families apply for different types of benefits to help get them back on track, which also includes health insurance for your kids through our state's Children's Health Insurance Program, Florida Kid Care.
That's right. And we're going to dive into that in detail here in a minute. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody that this is by far the funnest way to learn about all the programs and resources that are available in St. Lucie County. But if you're like, Sean, Sherry, I don't have time to listen to your show every week, you can shortcut it and go to our website, which is csclc.org. We love our acronyms in the nonprofit world. Children's Services Council, St. Lucie County acronym. .org, csclc.org. Jump on our website. We have a list of all of our funded programs and resources. Or if you want that same information, but with a little bit of a flavor and, dare I say, fun, you can check out our social media presence, and that being Facebook. Just look up Children's Services Council St. Lucie County, and or Instagram, which is the same as Facebook, except without all the words. So, one important announcement I want to make before we dive deep into getting to know Sherry a little bit more is we have a lot of people that call us and say, hey, you know, I've got this idea for a program, or, hey, can I have X amount of money to do this? And we are a funder. We provide funds for nonprofits, particularly those that focus on children in the community. And a lot of people don't know the different funding categories or streams, if you will, that we have. And so we are going to hold an information session on Friday, October 13th. Yes, it is Friday the 13th. Hockey masks are optional, but at 10:30 a.m. in our training room, we are holding a session called So You Want to Get Funding from the Children's Services Council, where we're going to go over all of our different funding categories or streams, if you will, talk about what's expected if you get funding from us, and then provide grant writing tips for those that may be interested in applying. It's on Friday the 13th at 10:30 a.m. because it's going to immediately precede our monthly coffee with a grant writer. So on the second Friday of each month from 9 to 10 a.m., we have an event called Coffee with a Grant Writer in our training room, where we have a grant writer that answers any and all grant writing questions. Otherwise, if there's no questions, kind of walks through different scenarios of what's needed in a grant. It occurred last Friday, and it was very interesting, Sherry. She talked about what nonprofits need to have on their website, because funders often check out people's websites before making funding decisions. So it was really kind of eye-opening.
Yeah, I always love the trainings that the Children's Services Council puts on. They're very informative, and they definitely help the agencies that they fund, you know, when they run into any kind of issues or anything like that. So we do appreciate that Children's Services Council not only funds, but helps provide trainings and things to the community.
Oh, I appreciate that, Sherry. So if you're interested in that, you can register on our website, which again is csclc.org. Scroll to the bottom where it says news and announcements. It's located there, or, because I've already encouraged you to check out on our Facebook page, It was posted a couple of days ago on our Facebook page. All right. Enough of me talking, Sherry. We're going to talk. You already alluded to kind of what you do at the food bank a little bit, but I like to, when I am Ashley-less, is that a word? I just made it up. Without Ashley, because everyone knows, you know, everyone that listens to the radio show regularly, they kind of know Ashley and I's background, but a lot of people don't know your background. So I thought it'd be kind of fun. Maybe talk a little bit about how you got into the social service or helping field.
I think originally I was going to school to become an educator. And then I kind of just switched fields. I definitely enjoy helping people. So I went into the human services field. And this October, I'll actually have been working in the human services field for 22 years. So
wow, it's
thank you. It's definitely been a blessing to be able to help those people here in the community and serve them and do what we can.
And your background also, I don't want to delve too much into your personal story, but can I say that you, I only say this because you share such great posts on Facebook, your family journey, if you will. I'm being very broad. I'm going to let you fill in any details if you want.
So I do have an 11-year-old son, and, you know, I have personal experiencing taking as a participant in some of the Children's Services Council programs. When I had him, the visiting nurses came in and saw me, which was a wonderful program, and they were able to identify something that I wouldn't have known as a parent, which required me to take him back to the hospital and get additional medical care. So it was definitely a godsend, you know, the making sure, you know, that every baby's a healthy baby, and having those nurses in the home are wonderful. So, and I know my son has also benefited from the Children's Services Council reading program and received books through his school from the Children's Services Council. So it definitely impacts families throughout the Treasure Coast, including mine.
You know, it's funny because Sherry and I often see each other when I call table events, where you get invited to, you know, a community fair, or somebody's having some event and they invite nonprofits to set up a table. It's not unusual. And if you ever go to those community events, you're probably going to see Sherry there. You're probably going to see either myself or John there from Children's Services Council, but you always have your son with you, and he's always checking out all the other tables and stuff, which I know as a person that has to table up a lot, we greatly appreciate the traffic, if you will.
Yeah, he really enjoys a lot of the community events, and he definitely helps out a lot. You know, I know just this week we did a Hunger Action Month proclamation, because September is Hunger Action Month here on the Treasure Coast. And he helped participate in that, going before a city council and talking about hunger here on the Treasure Coast. And so that's an amazing thing. And it's just wonderful, you know, to see that impact.
You know, it's my son is significantly older than 11. He's 23 now, but I used to take him frequently with me. And, you know, some of that stuff has definitely had an impact on him, both in the helping world, you know, kind of establishing that heart for helping people out. Mm-hmm. And because he always loved, you know, he would always come to our book stuff, and he liked handing out the bags. That was his thing. And he always liked interacting with people. So I know you bring him sometimes because you're like, oh, I'm not going to leave him home. But trust me when I say that he is learning from your actions and being out in the world and in that community. He's learning life lessons there.
He definitely is. And he definitely has more confidence than I did at his age, because I don't know I would have been able to get up and do a proclamation in front of the council at his age. So that's wonderful. And he has such a caring, giving heart. And he sees that, you know, not only through my example, but the example of those other leaders here in the community as well.
So you kind of already hinted at what we want to talk to you about, Sherry's with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. And, you know, we're going to talk about multiple things. We're going to talk about food in a minute, but Treasure Coast Food Bank, you may not automatically be like, oh, they can help me with insurance for my child. But let me tell you, we are fortunate that we have Sherry and kind of like the model for the state on providing assistance for families when they need health insurance for their child.
Yes. Our, you know, here in the state of Florida, our children's health insurance program is called Florida Kid Care. And the reason, part of the reason why we got involved is 1 in 14 kids here in the U.S. do not have health insurance. So we want to make sure that every child in our area is able to obtain health insurance, see a doctor, see a dentist, see a mental health provider if needed. You know, those are things that are extremely important. We want to make sure that they're able to do those things so that way they can be in school and receive their education. And by being able to have access to healthcare, they have less missed days of school. So we definitely want to, you know, promote Florida Kid Care. And it's just a wonderful program. I know that that's another program that my son has benefited from. And a really, really good example is 1 year I actually had him on a different health insurance and we ended up in the hospital and got put back in medical debt because the deductible was so high. Whereas the following year, he ended up in the hospital again with Florida Kid Care and I walked away without a bill. So Florida Kid Care is just such a blessing for so many families.
You know, it's funny, and I'm mentally preparing for this show. I was going to mention this in the lead open, but you know, this is going to air very soon, but we're about a month into having, school going back, right?
Oh yeah.
And you know, I know the parents and grandparents experience this. They're like, you know, now a lot of parents and grandparents are having colds and being sick because their child's at school, right? And they're with all their peers, and you know, you're talking hundreds of kids, they get germs, they get viruses. And so it's very important that your child has health insurance, not to mention the fact that sometimes the kids are so active, it's not unusual to have a broken bone appear here and there.
Oh, yeah. So the wonderful way to do that, you know, is by joining the 2.4 million children currently already enrolled in coverage here in Florida through Florida Kid Care. And all families have to do in order to do that is visit the Florida Kid Care website, floridakidcare.org. There they can apply online. There's also an eligibility calculator to give them an idea of what the expected cost might be. But regarding cost, most of the time it is free or low monthly premiums of $15 to $20 a month. Once families are over 200% of the federal poverty level, they do have a full pay option that is available. And the full pay option is pretty much the equivalent of what you would pay for through your employer insurance.
But the caveat to that one is full pay. There is still no deductibles.
Yes, there's no deductibles. There's no coinsurance. You know, it's a $5 copay to see your regular doctor. So the coverage is such a better value for most families than the employer insurance. Like I said, I ran into that issue myself, you know, with, you know, when he was on a different insurance and the deductible was over $5,000. And, you know, that put me back in medical debt. Whereas with Florida Kid Care, I walked away without a bill when he was in the hospital. So that was wonderful.
And the good news is, and I don't have all the details because I think they're still ironing them out, but there was a bill passed this last legislative session. And big thanks to Representative Tribolsi, our local representative, House of Representatives for the state, passed a bill that's going to allow Kid Care to go up to 300% federal poverty level on a tiered payment system.
Yeah, House Bill 121 was fabulous. We're so excited that it passed. I can't wait to see how they're going to do that tier system. But it's going to open up the option for more families to have subsidized healthcare coverage for their kids. So that way they don't have to decide, you know, whether to have healthcare coverage or go without. So that's really, really a wonderful thing. I can't wait for 2024 to see how that's going to expand for those families.
So I know for health insurance for your child, you can go to floridakidcare.org, which is the state website, and it's fairly intuitive. There's an application. Like you said, there's a calculator. But let's say I don't have computer access. Let's say I just get stuck, or let's say I have lots of other questions. Is there another way that they can kind of get this information?
Yes. So here at the Treasure Coast Food Bank, we do provide application assistance for SNAP, health insurance. including Florida Kid Care. You can reach our local Your Plate Health and Wellness Center at 772-464-9617. And an assister would definitely be happy to help answer some of those questions and even help you apply if that's not something that you're comfortable doing on your own.
And do you get a lot of calls for assistance on with kid care?
We do get quite a lot of calls to help with health insurance enrollment. Yes. So through Florida Kid Care, there is four different programs. Medicaid, which is the one most people are aware of because that is the free one. Florida Healthy Kids, MediKids, and CMS Managed Care Plans for Kids with Disabilities. And when you apply, Florida Kid Care automatically puts your child in which program that they would qualify or best suits that child.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
And so, but if you need any assistance, because obviously if you're listening to the show and your child or grandchild doesn't have health insurance, or maybe it's offered through work, and you know, most health insurance plans, you know, they usually pay for the employee and then it's out of pocket for any additional family members. And as you already mentioned, Sherry, that can get costly very fast.
Oh, yes.
I mean, like very fast. So I go to the website and I check it out, and let's say it feels a little overwhelming or I'm, you know, kind of unsure, they can call the number 464-9617. Again, 464-9617. And we kind of have a local representative, also known as Sherry, who can kind of answer any all questions or help them walk through the application process.
Yes, I do assist those families in answering all of the questions that they need or applying. We also have benefit specialists who speak Spanish and Creole, which are the two other primary languages in our area that can assist families in applying for Florida Kid Care at our outreach center.
And I know, you know, and it's been a minute, I'm not going to lie, but I remember talking to a couple of parents who at one point thought they had kid care, Florida Kid Care. They didn't know which one. And then, you know, they moved a couple times and they show up at the doctor and they're saying they don't have health insurance. For those situations, can they call you as well?
Yes, they can definitely give us a call. If they no longer have health insurance, we can help them reapply for health insurance. And if there is an issue with the health insurance, normally we're able to work with the family and state representatives in order to make sure that the child is active and has the coverage that they need.
Gotcha. So obviously at where you work at Treasure Coast Food Bank, you obviously help families with Florida Kid Care health insurance, but you do more than that. So do you want to talk about what else you do?
Oh, yeah. So at the Outreach Center, we also help people apply for SNAP, which is our Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. And we definitely help a lot of families with applying for SNAP. One in six households here in the state of Florida do participate in the SNAP program. And a lot of those are working families with children.
Right, right. And that's so important, right? To help families kind of stabilize and kind of, you know, get the basic needs met, if you will.
Yeah. So SNAP improves food security for families, enables families to purchase food for healthier diets, and frees up resources that can be used elsewhere to promote health in their family. So it's a wonderful program that we also assist families with as well.
So if I call about kid care or SNAP or just, you know, anything to help my family, and you're like, you know, come on in, let's make an appointment, what kind of information are you going to ask me? What do I need to bring with me?
So normally when we have a family come in, you definitely would want to bring with you a couple of basic things, your IDs. If you have proof of, or if you have income coming into the family, you normally want to bring at least a month's worth of paycheck stubs to show the monthly income, because a lot because benefits are based off of household size and income and several other factors, but those are the two primary factors that the benefits are based off of. So we always encourage people to bring their income with them. And then the programs may ask for additional documents if they need them. Sometimes immigration documents are important just to verify identities. And occasionally they will ask for additional documentation if it's needed by the at the state level.
But all that's done, I mean, obviously, I always bring that up and we always reinforce that just so that people understand kind of like what's expected so they don't feel intimidated. But your whole team, you and obviously your team, very welcoming, right? Judgment-free zone, just bring in, we're here to help kind of attitude.
Yes, we're here to help those that are in need. So we do what we can and, you know, do the best that we can to help, you know, resolve whatever issues that the family may be having. You know, if they come to us and they're experiencing other things besides food insecurity and needing health insurance, we often refer them to the multitude of resources in our community, which is, you know, we have a wonderful community that has so many resources for those families. So our benefit specialists are aware of those resources and can help families, refer families to those if they're in need.
And I think it's, you know, when we talk about health insurance and assistance, obviously stabilizing the family, making sure that, you know, the family is, you know, has plenty of food and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of people think, oh, my child is young, they're resilient, they bounce back. You know, maybe I can forego health insurance, but, you know, I know this from personal experience, they are resilient, but when you think about immunizations and you think about well-being, and let's say they want to play sports, you have to have physicals. And just quite honestly, just establishing what they call a medical home, a consistent doctor that you can go to is so important for child development.
Yeah, you never know when a child is something's going to happen. My child is fairly healthy. And, you know, when he was a toddler, he decided at daycare one day he didn't want to take a nap and was playing on his cot, which happened. He stepped on it just the wrong way and it split open his chin. And we had to make an emergency hospital run because none of the walk-ins will take a child of that age. So we had to make an emergency hospital run to get him stitches in his chin. So you never know what's going to happen. You know, things can change on a dime. So we definitely want to make sure that our children here on the Treasure Coast have coverage.
Yeah, definitely. So again, Sherry's number is 464-9617. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left on the show. And like we mentioned, you work for the Treasure Coast Food Bank. We've yet to really talk hard about food. So let's talk about food. And September is a big month.
So yes, September is Hunger Action Month, and 1 in 4 adults and children face hunger here on the Treasure Coast. The Treasure Coast Food Bank serves about 250,000 people each week. And for every dollar donated, we're able to provide 8 meals to those in need here on the Treasure Coast. If you want to learn more about Hunger Action Month, you just have to visit our website, stophunger.org.
And for Hunger Action Month, and I know I'm writing down stophunger.org, best website in the area as far as nonprofits go. No acronym there, folks, just stophunger.org. And so for the month of September, I know we've had the food bank on in years past. And obviously, you know, there's food drives and you have times where people can help kind of sort the food. Are any of those type of opportunities available this month?
Yes. So on our website, stophunger.org, we do have a multitude of volunteer opportunities. And we offer volunteer opportunities almost daily here on the Treasure Coast. But we do have one event that I kind of want to hit on. Our 9th annual Pack the House is going to be on October 20th and 21st. During Pack the House, volunteers pack thousands of holiday meal boxes that are going to be distributed throughout the Treasure Coast during the Thanksgiving season. So we definitely rely on those volunteers for this event. And if you would like to register, it will be up on our website, stophunger.org, where you can register to be a volunteer for our 9th annual Pack the House event coming up in October.
That's very cool. And I know we've done this as a team before here in our office. It's been a minute since we've done it, but I know that we would volunteer. We would take, you know, on a Friday, we'd have a team meeting, then we'd all go volunteer somewhere and we would go to the food bank. And you know, and I say all this to say, if you are a member of a work team, workplace team, or even a faith, you know, church congregation, and you want to give back to the community, contacting the food bank and scheduling volunteer time to help sort food is definitely one. It's a worthwhile experience because you're helping so many families, but also it's kind of fun. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a fun one. I actually have another event that I have to go to and I'm going to miss it this year, but I always enjoy it. And, you know, families can come as long as the children are 8 and older. You know, they can volunteer with a parent or guardian for that event. So it's definitely a fun event.
And I know that you guys take, and I know we're kind of winding down here. We got a couple of minutes left. I know that you guys take donated food, but I was always struck by this. Somebody from your agency would come on and, you know, they would say, if you gave $20, this is the amount of food. Or I'm sorry, if you gave $20, if you went to the grocery store, if Sean went to the grocery store, bought $20 worth of groceries, which nowadays that's like a box of cereal and coffee, bought $20 worth of groceries versus, if I gave you the food bank $20, you guys have a way to like multiply dollars almost to buy a whole lot more food than we could go into the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. So $20 for the food bank is 160 meals to families here on the Treasure Coast, which is, you know, we definitely are able to maximize that through our donations and different funding streams and things like that. So, yes, every dollar counts for us, you know, and it definitely goes a long way through the Treasure Coast Food Bank.
And if people are interested in either obviously donating food, helping sort food, but, you know, if you want to take up a collection, you know, September is Hunger Action Month, but also don't forget September goes into October, October goes into November, and November is a big month because then we're talking about Thanksgiving and making sure that families have adequate food to celebrate with their loved ones over Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's definitely a big, the one of the busiest months for the food bank is November. So yes, we definitely rely on donations and volunteers for the upcoming holiday season.
All right, Sherry, we got a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that we should cover before we head out?
I want to touch on just a couple more things. We do have free nutrition education classes through the Treasure Coast Food Bank. So if your agency is interested in that, you can contact Ariel Burnett at 772-446-1961. And I do want to also touch on the Treasure Coast Food Bank offers job training programs for culinary arts, barista, hospitality, and CDL. To find out more information, all you have to do is visit our website, or you can email jobtraining@tcfoodbank.org. And go ahead.
As you said, there's really not a whole lot you don't do at the food bank.
Yes, the food bank does a lot. And as always, for emergency food assistance, you can visit our website, stophunger.org. Go to the Get Help link to find the closest food pantry, pet pantry, baby item pantry, or soup kitchen in your area.
All right. We want to encourage everybody to check out stophunger.org. Again, in September is what's the official name of this month?
It is Hunger Action Month, and the abbreviation for that is HAM, or ham.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. All right. It's Ham Month, Hunger Action Month. Yes. Please help during this month by checking out stophunger.org, or if you or your loved one knows of somebody that can benefit with either SNAP, which is food assistance, or any type of local assistance, or more importantly, or just as importantly, health insurance for your kid, I encourage you to call Sherry and her team at 464-9617. Thank you so much, Sherry, for coming on.
Thank you, Sean.
We want to remind everybody, it's a weekly radio show, thanks to our wonderful partnership with WFLM, every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. But if you happen to miss a show, do not fret, do not fear. Just open up your phone, go to your favorite podcast app, and look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, because we'll come to you that way as well. And we are grateful for every listen, and a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.